Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds journal. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Eric.
So we've been meaning to do this journal for a little bit now. This was actually going to be done in Florida, but we wanted to kind of enjoy our last few nights and...
Be honest, Tracy, we were being lazy.
Well, a little bit, but I'll be honest too, the last night kind of got away from me and I was just like, no, I just want to... relax. Not that this isn't relaxing, but it takes energy.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And when you're already on the couch just relaxing, it's really hard to get up, set everything up, and then stop, break up your relaxing, right?
Before we get in, I just would like to let you know, I think that you passed your migraine on to me.
Really?
Yes, my migraine got worse.
Well, I hope you don't have my migraine, because wow, it was bad.
So just to refresh everyone, and actually this is kind of to refresh Eric more so. On the last one, it was kind of windy at night, and the next day we were going to get rain. So now we're going to tell you that. This morning, like the morning that we're kind of coming into, we went out for breakfast at First Watch.
Yes.
Yes. And I wasn't sure if we were going to because it was rainy. But the ironic thing is that we went out for the majority of the rainstorm.
Yep.
So, but it was fine, honestly.
Yeah, it was really funny because it literally was, when we left, was it raining? I don't even think it was raining.
It was, but not too bad. Yeah. It was, for the most part, raining what you would get here, a light rain.
Yeah, and then
the wind by the time we got there,
it was dreadful, and it was scary driving back, and then once we got back to the island, it completely stopped almost immediately. It was ridiculous.
Mostly, my main worry was just the warnings that were out. You know, and then you were kind of like, well, we're out kind of more in town. Is there anything that you want to do? And we kept forgetting that we needed lighters. Mm. So we're like, let's just go to a Wawa because you've been saying that you wanted to stop at a Wawa. And the map kept turning us around. And that was great because the wind kept picking up and just everything. So, and when we say the wind picks up, it just imagine the wind just keep getting excrementally worse and worse and worse, just to the fifth degree. To whatever the highest degree that it can get each time. So I mean, Eric was holding on to the steering wheel pretty hard.
Yeah. It was not a fun drive home, and the rain was wicked enough that you know, it was even hard to really see anything.
Yeah. But we made it through, and by the time we got back, we just hung out for a little bit. I probably did some editing or something like that, did some reading, and you did whatever you had
Hold
to
on,
do.
Hold on, man. You skipping the whole most important part of that story. For those of you that don't know what First Watch is, a killer breakfast restaurant. And unfortunately, we don't have them in Wisconsin.
I know.
I do believe they do now have them all over Chicago. So that's a good thing. But it is worth it if you've never had one of these. If you see one, just stop and eat breakfast there because it will not disappoint.
Yes, they have really good specialty drinks. I had one. I don't remember what it was, but it was something with beet, I think orange juice, turmeric, just really good, good earthy, you know, fresh squeezed. I mean, I don't know how fresh, but, you know, just really good ingredients.
You know, and they have that kind of fun, new style, hippie breakfast food.
Yeah, then, I had lavender whipped cream on my French toast.
But if you're a traditionalist, they do that. And I'm sure I've never had any of their traditionalist meals.
Yeah.
But I actually think I've talked to people that are more traditionalist breakfast eaters. And they say that, oh, yeah, their food is amazing.
Yeah.
So it kind of covers the full gamut.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely would do that. Yeah. But yeah. After breakfast, we made it home. And really our patio area got pretty soaking wet.
Well,
But it dried out by the afternoon pretty well because the sun came out and you would hardly know that it rained. Really, by the later evening, a lot of stuff was pretty dried up. I mean, down by the beach, the tides were pretty high, which we'll actually talk about a little bit later because that's kind of an interesting story. But obviously, the beach was still wet because that doesn't dry out for a while. And then the dock by us was pretty high for a while. Yeah.
The dock was ridiculously high. Like, so just to kind of try to imagine this is you kind of walk up like a concrete platform to get up onto the dock, and most of the concrete platform that you walk up was underwater. Mm-hmm. And normally the water doesn't even reach the concrete block that you walk up on. Like, usually the water's like 3 feet down away from that.
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting, but it was really nice to be able to have it like half the day end up being really nice. Cause I ended up thinking that man, maybe it was going to be a little bit more severe, but no, it was pretty nice. Mm-hmm. So, but then actually what turned out to be quite interesting from that was there was a boat off the shore.
So that was right around that time too. Yeah. So that was actually the following morning.
Yes.
Which I think there was something else you wanted to talk about from yesterday.
Oh, so.
Something, the beach.
The shores.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so the beach line. Well, we just kind of kept thinking that it was maybe this year because of the weather, the way that the beach kind of was shrinking with the high tides and everything. But it turns out that Eric did some research, just kind of searching for other things. Actually, it was while we were searching for this lone boat that was out offshore. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that the tides have been coming in higher and higher.
Yeah, and the city that we stay in is actually Treasure Island. And it didn't really say much what the plan was, but mm-hmm. they were already in talks about basically raising the town above higher above sea level mm-hmm. in preparation for the point where, because it sounds like they think eventually the water levels are going to get high enough that they're just going to wash out.
Yeah, so that's just really interesting to me. It's just crazy.
Yeah, both just from the perspective of like I'm curious how
this happens.
And how do they raise?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, okay, what does this all entail?
Because, I mean, what do they do? Build a huge wall?
Right.
Because, I guess, do you just build like a mound of sand up in front of the shoreline to just kind of slow down the...
This is definitely going to keep us coming back then because we're going to have to watch this happen.
Yeah.
You do realize this. I mean, we were talking before we left about all the different establishments that came since we had been coming there. And now, just to be able to see that kind of change would just be mind-blowing, really. Mm-hmm. So I think that would just be really, really incredible to see, really, and to think about, wow, really the way things would have changed from the first time that we had come.
Yeah, and just to think that, I mean, if you really think about the way Treasure Island is, mm-hmm. because, I mean, it is surrounded by large bodies of water pretty much on every side.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's essentially an island.
Yep.
And it's just really fascinating to think. It's probably not going to happen in our lifetime, but eventually it'll just be underwater.
Probably.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
And
it'll probably just continue to get smaller and smaller. Yeah, but really, it's already quite small.
Yeah, and eventually it'll be underwater, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's really weird to think about.
Yeah, so let's swing back, though. Yep, so then we're going to talk about, so in the morning I go out. Every morning I typically, before Tracy wakes up, I go for a walk on the beach or wherever I feel like going for a walk at that point in time. But a lot of times it's on the beach. And so I went out.
And he's in his pajama pants, too.
Yeah.
He kind of painted the picture to me the one day, and I thought, this is kind of humorous, but I enjoy that.
So I'm out on the, I'm walking on the beach, and there's literally like, I kind of get up to it, and I look at it, and I'm like, what the heck is that? It looks like that boat is like sinking. And turns out that boat was sinking. And it was just like 40 feet off the shore. But it was just bent down in the water and under.
It looked like a good sized boat. And it was there for, I would say, 2 or 3 days before we left. And it was still there when we left.
Was it there? I thought you said you went down there and it was gone.
No.
Or something.
No, it was there.
Was it there?
No, so. We thought that maybe it was getting pulled out. But then I don't think.
For some reason,
that might have been a time that we again thought it wasn't, because there were multiple times that we thought, oh, they're saving it.
I wonder if you had a dream the last day that it was gone, but it was still there.
Maybe, because I do know that what it could have been was when we went out at night. At first, it looked like it was gone, and then I think I saw the lights.
Oh yeah, that's probably.
But I know that there were times that it was surrounded by different patrol, whether it was the Coast Guard or whatever. And then I think they were just kind of saying like, hey, don't come any closer or whatever. But we looked it up, could not find a single thing about it.
Nothing. Yeah.
So we thought, okay, maybe they're trying to figure out who this boat belongs to. Because we thought, okay, they're going to drag it to shore. There was something that happened to it that, okay, there was just a storm. There were multiple ships multiple boats that belonged to people that, you know, needed saving, whatever. It'll take a day to save these people. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we got into the speculatory game. Yes. And stuff. And we're like, what if the boat just appeared there?
Yeah.
Like if they have no idea where it even came from.
Yeah, because it was a pretty heavy storm for maybe an hour-ish. Don't know.
And the boat just looked, it did, it looked rather old. Like you couldn't see it really well, but it was like a sailboat, but it didn't look like a modern sailboat because it looked like all the masts were made out of wood and stuff, which is not how they make sailboats today.
We've been reading way too many books lately, seriously. But really, it did look like something that could have been out of a book that they're like, it just appeared and we couldn't figure out who it belonged to, but there was stuff on it.
Yeah, and it was it was weird because, like, I mean, there were people coming up to the boat.
Yeah.
That, while it was there.
Yeah.
But prior to that, I don't think I'd ever seen a boat that was so close to shore before.
Right.
Which was just another weird thing.
And the fact that it was after that storm, so I don't know if it had, so I feel like it had gotten hurt in the storm. So whether it had gotten misdirected or whatever, and then they're trying to figure out what it belongs to, who it belongs to, you know, it doesn't belong in this area. But there's some reason why they did not pull that in yet.
Yeah. It was weird. And it's just,
you know, maybe given it's what now, the 18th, maybe we could.
Yeah. I think I'm going to, I'll definitely check it out after this episode to see if,
because it could just be that they really didn't have anything, or they were just being really tight lipped, because they did have a pretty good circle around it. That there could just be that there weren't any journalists that could get anything that they could put. So that might be kind of what that was about.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was kind of a little exciting thing at the end. But then we also, at the last day, we were kind of getting a little bit lazy the last couple days. That tends to happen.
Yeah.
On our trips, but that's okay. It's kind of fun to just get lazy, just get enjoy.
And we weren't really lazy because, I mean, like those last days, we would get up every so often. We'd go take a nice walk.
Oh, yeah, and we still did stuff. It just wasn't like we weren't as ambitious about doing trolleys and stuff.
Yeah.
But then one of the days we decided to go to Sunset Beach and we thought, let's check out this place, Sea Dog.
Yeah.
That we both thought looked like it had potential, but then part of me also thought maybe looked like it didn't look like us, which I think a bit of you maybe thought that too. But you, I think you thought it might look like it has potential now.
Yeah, I was looking at it more as the space looked like it could be something right, we exactly. could enjoy.
I think that's, which and... agreed. But you know what? When we got up close, I saw, I was like, okay, the bottom half kind of looks more parking lot-ish. And then I was like, and then we sat up top. And then tell everyone what we decided once we got up top.
Well, so we get up there and honestly, I thought the upstairs was very nice. If it would have been,
you know what, upstairs ambiance, real nice.
Yeah,
if it was just us happily, and like two other people, great.
I could have happily sat up there, but I mean, the place is, we went there in the afternoon, so the place was on a weekday.
I think it was a weekday
too, and I'm like,
it was so loud.
It was so freaking loud.
Oh my God.
Must not have been on a weekday because it was one of the last days. So it was probably either Saturday or Sunday. But either way, still, it was only maybe half capacity.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even hear myself think. Yeah. So we ordered drinks and then the waiter came back to get our food order and we're like, yeah, we're just going to go, man.
Well, and the food just looked mediocre.
Yeah.
So then you're like, or we could just not get food and get the drinks. And then, he's like, well, I didn't even ring him in. So then we just left at 5 and, you know, he felt so bad, which I felt bad, but it's like, it wasn't him or, you know, he didn't fail us. Mm. It was the place. So then we walked to another place that had kind of intrigued us that we had been to before.
But it had changed names. Yep. Yeah.
So it was called Hippies, correct?
The Hippie Shack.
Yes, the Hippie Shack. So it, and it was pretty, it was really cool. It was super cute.
Yeah.
Just a little bit slow on service, which
not a little.
I try to give.
Pretty dreadful on service.
But. Yeah. I try to give beach time, but this one was,
But I want to swing back to, because that was probably the uninteresting thing. So
we've
been talking about through this that the,
that
we've been kind of looking at other options of,
and this confirmed it, that Sunset.
Yeah, so that we went to that what is it called, the other beach,
Sunset?
The other beach.
Paso Grill.
So we talked about in a previous journal going to Paso Grill, and that place was nice, but then when we went back to Sunset, I'm like, I can't believe we ever left this place. This place is great.
Well, and I really don't think we walked in, you know, in the niches and stuff. We used to rollerblade.
I know that I went around the neighborhoods pretty well on rollerblades or something. But you know what it was that a lot of the big key things for me in Florida back then
rollerblading
were very different from then now, because that was not a good place to rollerblade. There, that would have been a great place to bike, but we didn't bring our bikes at that point in time. And there was just a lot of things, like it was really important for us to have restaurants by us, which we don't care about anymore. Truthfully, we did do the beach restaurant thing this year, and I think that if I would go back and do it again, I would just. The few days that we wanted to eat, I would just order in.
Yeah.
Because then we could have picked from something in like St. Pete, which would have given us considerably better food.
Right. Absolutely.
So. But yeah, Sunset was a great.
The places were super perfect. Cute.
It's our jam, man. It's our jam.
Yeah. There was a ton of places where I could totally see us bringing our hammocks and hanging them up.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
The quest will be to find the right place on Sunset Beach, but then hopefully that's where we'll end up next time. But that won't be next year because we've kind of, I don't know if we talked about that.
We did. We're going to go to Guatemala
for 2 weeks, so next year.
So since we decided that we're going to go to Guatemala next year, and then we decided that when we come back, we're going to go to Sunset, we decided, well, and then obviously that means that obviously it's going to be our last time in the place that we stayed for multiple years, the cottage.
Yeah.
Then I kind of said a goodbye to her when I the last day because it was really our home for
a long time.
I felt like it was our second home, third home, whatever, because I mean, I really liked it. I kind of knew all the little nuances of it.
Yeah.
Then the last time that we hung out on the rooftop, because it's like, it was a really great rooftop, but it was too hot unless it was the evening. But you still loved it because it's like you could see every.
And honestly, though, this year, because it was considerably warmer or cooler this year, it really wasn't that bad up there.
There were times, but yeah, it really wasn't.
For the most part, it was pretty good up there because I think it used to be kind of miserable up there, even in the towards the early evening and stuff during the thing.
Yeah. I mean, and we still had a couple times in the evening, but.
The dynamic of Florida this year was really interesting.
It was a new different.
Because the temps made it where the beach wasn't really a place that I was too excited about. But it also made everything else
kind of different and fun and.
Yeah. More exciting because it was more comfortable. Like,
Because we did that extra hike.
You weren't doing the like pull the sweat off your shirt thing when you were walking around.
Oh, which actually I didn't put that in here. We went back to to Fort DeSoto when we did the extra hike. I forgot to put that in my little notes. Yeah, so we remember how we said that when we went to Fort DeSoto, we ended up coming upon a little hike that we could do. This is really funny. So we did that and it was really weirdly marked. So we ended up, I think it was like a 1.4, 1.8 mile. And I think we cut that in probably about half because of how it was marked.
Yeah. Well,
so, but then that didn't matter. It's probably a good thing we cut that in half because. Because then we went back to our car and then we parked in another spot or something, I think. Is that how it went?
Yeah. And we were just going to go on this trail because it was just like across the bridge. So I thought it looked super cool.
And
I'm
cute.
Like, let's just go walk because I figured it like we would walk across it.
Yeah.
Do a small loop.
You have to go.
Yeah. And I figured we would just do a small loop around and then come back off the bridge. But no, man, we got on this thing and it was shoot left, right. Up, down.
And I swore that we pretty much just went straight right away. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, we better turn around. Because I think the grass was getting longer. And then I think you thought that it was going to go around. Well, no, it didn't. So then we're going to turn around. But then I think where I thought it was going straight, it was turning the other way. It just bent really weird. So then we got completely turned around.
Yeah, and we ended up coming out. Using a GPS, I was able to navigate us to a road.
Yeah.
But it just happened to be like the road really far away from our vehicle.
But thank God we did walking.
Because I don't know if we would have gotten out of there.
Well, that's one. And then two, because there was a point where I was like, I'm itchy. Is that the grass? Please let it be the grass. And it was not the grass.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden Eric's like, I have mosquito bites.
Yeah.
It was not fun.
But they weren't. I don't know about you, but they weren't bad for me.
No. No, so. They ended up not being too bad.
Maybe that's why I had that massive migraine, though. Maybe some mosquito bite. Mosquito Ooh. Gave me some nastiness. But yeah, so that was fun. Little disappointing, maybe, but nothing too special. Yeah. Would have made it great if I would have seen one of those armadillos or something.
We saw one dead on the highway on the way home, though.
Oh, well, thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's so just sorry. What I want to see. Nobody wants to see a dead armadillo.
Yeah, but I did offer to get out and give it a proper burial, remember?
Yeah.
I said that it needed it.
So
what is the one thing that you'll miss most about the area that we'll be in since we'll be moving to Sunset and our cottage and just everything?
I probably this is a hard thing to say because I'm pretty sure that I'm going to find this when we move to Sunset, but mm-hmm. I really like how we had the easy access to the dock and the beach.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. That was, I thought
yes,
it,
yes.
I thought like our place wasn't perfect because it was on Gulf Road and Gulf Road sucked.
Yes.
But you couldn't have asked for a better cross street.
Yes. We did have that perfectly because we were just honestly, as people put in their Airbnb, steps away from the beach. But we really were steps away from the beach. And then we could just walk and go to the other water for a walk.
For there. And then it was nice because you had that cool bridge. The bridge was fun. And, you know, it created a lot of good stuff around the bridge.
Right.
That you could go to and stuff.
I was going to say, I think I will miss our neighborhood the most because I think we have a really great neighborhood, which I, again, think we're going to get in the new area too.
And I think, again,
without golf. Yeah. But I think we have, because we really explored it this year, it's just a really cute neighborhood to walk around.
You're absolutely right. But I think what you're going to find is that when you get to Sunset, where we'll end up, you'll probably like that neighborhood better than.
And I think it's going to be the same with the cottage, because I think we have a really great cottage the way it is, how we've got the really nice outdoor space where it's a little bit shaded, a little bit warm. But I'm sure hopefully we can find something similar, if not better, for, you know, I think whatever we lose, we're going to gain. And so I think that we're really heading in a great direction.
Yeah. And I just really hope that we can find a place where we're more, I would like to have kind of like one of the little houses.
I hope so too.
Where we have our own little house, we're not attached to somebody, or
right, especially because this year our area was really busy.
Yeah, it really was, and you know, it was fine because for the most part you didn't really ever cross paths with anybody. But yeah, it was just there was enough where I kind of liked when we could just go sit down on the deck and, or, you know, out on the patio area and know that nobody was going to come out. Nobody was going to, but there was a lot of foot traffic this year and stuff, and which is fine, but it was less desirable than what we were used to. So,
right. That was basically the end of our Florida. And then we drove home in 2 days and that was, it was fine. But yeah, that was, we had a lot of traffic for that as well. A lot of traffic.
Yeah, the traffic wasn't a win either this year. So, but
we made it.
But Eric, I still feel like it's always better to drive there than to ever fly. Well,
especially because we can bring some of our stuff and
bring so much more stuff, and it's just so much easier.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but now we're home, which is really nice as well. Cats missed us. We miss our cats, and I missed my bed. But with that, we'll bring you guys another journal pretty soon, and we'll talk about my next adventure.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.